Hey everybody, it's me, Mark. This is Secret 82. Well, it's been a couple of days. I was going to do a recording yesterday when I was feeling really great and thought things were back on track at sorting things, but I didn't. So, I mean, everything's okay. I guess I've come to a couple of realizations. And one, for those of you who don't know the story, in case you want, you can go to, I think it's candleshore.com/secret. I believe that's it. candleshore.com/secret, S-E-C-R-E-T, number1.htm. And that will tell you the whole story of how it all happened. But anyway, my divorce is final as of yesterday, which is good. And let's see, I guess I've been kind of vague, and I guess I need to be a bit more direct, and that is to say that I need to move yet again. I didn't plan on moving this soon, and it's because the place I'm staying, how do I say this without, I don't want to expose anybody to anything, I mean, you know, but let's just say some coercion has been employed to get me to pay more money for rent than we agreed on. How's that? Let's just put it that way. I wouldn't exactly say blackmail, but just to say coercion. And so it's just, you know, I guess I'd had hopes that this was going to last longer than it did, and it hasn't. And there's nothing I can do about it. Just like with my marriage that went belly up, even though I did everything I could to save it. When somebody really wants, or if somebody has a mindset that is immutable, everything that happens will just do nothing but to serve that mindset. You know, if somebody thinks you're trying to control them, for example, and somebody brings you a gift, instead of seeing it as a gift, they may see it as a means to bribe them or something. I mean, the point is you can take any action and ascribe more than one motive to it. Really, a lot of things come down to faith, doesn't it? I was just talking to a friend of mine who happens to be the same age as me. I don't know many people my age. And certainly not, I don't know many men my age. Or women. And I wonder why that is. But there is some nice things to come with talking to people your own age. And I suppose, after I've had 2 days to think about it, I guess, you know what, just like with my marriage, when I should have got out much sooner than I did. And if I had, I would have left on my own terms versus responding to another person's actions. In other words, I would have been proactive as opposed to reactive. That was my biggest mistake. And I think that's probably my mistake here, too, over the last couple of weeks. I guess, you know, it's funny. When I was younger, I don't know if you guys will understand this, but I don't like having the idea that I could have done more but didn't, or give up before it's time to. And because of that predisposition on my part, I tend to stay in situations to keep hanging in there much longer than I should. I know this is a lifelong issue with me, but I can honestly say that in all my situations, I can honestly tell you I gave 100%, and that there was nothing else I could do. And I think it happened because years and years and years ago, I had a friend whom I didn't make that effort with. I just kind of got an attitude and said to hell with it, and I later regretted that, and I think if I had not been so arrogant back then, I must have been about 24. I think things may have changed, but I never wanted to make that same mistake again. And I think since then I've overcompensated. Certainly, the first time my now beloved ex-wife stole money from the account and pretty much, you know, tried to shaft me. When she eventually came back and brought the money, I should have said, "Okay, that's enough." But you know, I just I really do believe in redemption. And, you know, you can believe in anything too much. I mean, I think it's because I don't want people to ever lose faith in me. It's always been my position that if someone cares enough to believe in you, you should care enough to make the effort. And because I have always wanted people to believe in me and not lose faith, it's very, very difficult for me to look at some situation, somebody, and say, okay, you're done. Especially if the person says that they want to do better. And I got to tell you that, God, you know, at my age, you think I'd know better, right? I've made a few decisions. I've decided that I would rather live in a... let me qualify that. I don't know. You know what? I'll get back to you on that tomorrow. Tomorrow, it's Wednesday night now, and I'm exhausted. I'm going to bed early. I almost never go to bed this early, but I don't have any energy. The people that I'm interacting with now laid another bomb on me just about some really ridiculous stuff. In fact, they tried to get me to pull my recent podcast off the Candleshore blog, the recent one, as a means to, in other words, if I didn't pull it off, you know, get out, as it were. I know it's hard to believe, but it's true. And just like with my now ex-wife, beloved ex-wife, a person can back off and back off and back off, and then, that you know, you just get used to backing off and backing down, and I don't know. I think sometimes I've gotten weaker as I get older. You know, when I was younger, I had a lot more fire. I wouldn't take crap from anybody. And I think I made a lot of mistakes doing that, and I guess now I'm just kind of gone the other way. But anyway, they wanted me to pull this particular podcast off the blog. And the podcast is only 7 minutes long, and it's called, Not Running the Red Light? Something like that. If you go to CandleshoreBlog.com, it's the first one up there when you come up there. It only makes one personal reference, but that was enough. Nobody knows who I'm talking about, but doesn't matter. So I told the people that made this request, persons or persons unknown, that I would rather drink muddy water than somebody tell me what I can say on the radio. That's not going to happen. And I meant it. So that's the kind of situation I've been living with for the last while. Is kind of an emotional blackmail. And there really is no need for that sort of thing. So I'm just tired. I'm tired tonight. So I'm not going to stay up. I'm going to go to bed. And I will take on tomorrow... The next, I guess, you know, I'm going to turn looking for a new place. It's going to be my full-time job until I find one. And to be honest with you, I don't know where I'm going to end up. I started to say a minute ago, you know, I kind of want to end up, go back to the beach. But that's really true, except I wouldn't mind having a bigger place inland. It just depends, you know. I guess, bottom line is I don't know where I'm going to end up or what I'm going to do. I guess I should just keep an open mind, right? Bottom line, isn't that what I'm supposed to do? I guess that's what I have to do. So, I don't handle this stuff well. I never have. I don't like being, like I said, I'm a nester. I like to move into one place, and moving 4 times in 1 year is just ridiculous at my age. So, I have to make this count, and I do feel totally alone. I know I don't want to repeat myself from what I said previous, but I really wish I had some place to go, where I could just take a respite and collect my thoughts and kind of rejuvenate. But I don't have that luxury. A lot of people don't. I'm not saying poor me. Most people probably don't these days. But I still wish it would have worked out. I still wish I had an aunt or an uncle or somebody I could go to their house and just stay. I guess it wouldn't really work because I got crap, don't I? I have furniture and stuff. Even then it wouldn't work, but... Oh, I suppose I could take this stuff and put it in storage. Yeah, I guess I didn't think about that. I could put everything I've got in storage and only pay a couple $100, and then I would have virtually everything I have in storage for $150 every $350. I already got one storage unit. Actually, that's not a bad idea. I didn't think about that. But no, I don't want to do that. And then I could just, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I thought I talked to somebody today who I thought would have a place that would be nice. And then the more I talked, the more I realized it wasn't going to work because they were acting really funny, you know. It's just, oh, God. Anyway, I think the best thing for me is to be on my own again. And that scares me, I'll be honest. I spend so much time alone as it is right now, and to not have another person, plus which I like being around people. I like having another person in the house. I do. I really, really do. If that makes me, I think I'm repeating myself, ain't I, from the previous boo. I don't know. I can't remember. But I, you know, when I was working, how can I say that? It is to say I spend a lot of time alone. And I don't want to be stuck in a house, and I don't want to be all by myself all the time. You know? And I suppose when I was younger, I thought, well, this is just temporary. But as I get older, I'm not so, this could be it. You know, not it, but no, I just don't like this. I don't, it's very hard. So I have to find something to look forward to. And I think it's going to have to be a place that I, at least I can be, enjoy, I guess. I just don't know. I don't have any answers. All I have today is questions. I suppose I'm really disappointed that the person and people that say they care about me the most, the things they've said and done recently, I just, you know, if I didn't know, I truly wouldn't believe it if somebody told me these events would have happened. Truly, I wouldn't. I would say somebody's making this up or somebody's exaggerating or somebody's got an inferiority complex. But I can tell you, my friends, these things happen and they're happening to me. And I suppose I feel a little sorry for myself today. I'll get over it. I'm growing up. I know I got to make some hard choices. But it hurts. Rejection is a hard thing. And I can't help but in one form or another, this is kind of a rejection. Especially when someone got me to trust them a great deal. It was very hard to get me to trust them. And then when I finally start trusting them, then they do this. I just don't understand that. I don't. But assuming I can make a go of this, I will never again put myself in a situation where I have to depend on somebody else for where I'm living. That will never happen again, ever. So I will get up tomorrow morning, and I don't know how long I'm going to be able to exercise anymore. I don't know where I'm going to end up, if I'll be able to take my treadmill with me or not. I just don't know. I have no clue, and it makes me, well, anyway. I just don't know anything. I know my stomach is in knots, and I'm just drained, and there's some. I'll just pray on it, I guess. I know that sounds like a cop-out to many of you. I got to tell you, prayer hasn't done much for me so damn far, I can be honest with you. I mean, this thing about praying and, you know, I don't know, man. God, I don't know what prayer is supposed to do. Maybe I don't pray right or whatever, but I got to tell you. This is going to sound, how about the ultimate in whining? I don't know what I've done to deserve these things. I really don't. I don't get it. So I'm going to go to sleep because I'm just thinking too much and talking too much. And I'm just tired. I just want to go home, but there's no home to go to. Let me just say this. It's weird having a feeling homesick when there's no home. But I can't help but feel like it's winter time's coming, approaching. And I have no place to be. And I know I'm going to spend the holidays alone. And it just makes me sad because I thought by this time in my life, things would have changed, you know. I have to take some responsibility, I know. I just made bad choices. I believed in people that really I should not have believed in. And I can honestly tell you I knew it at the time. I just thought, well, I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, thank you for listening, and I'll check in with you again later. All right, bye-bye.